Well, isn't that just the most adorable thing? You're hard, and you want relief. So, you came to me. I must admit that I personally find the proposal flattering, but surely by now you understand me well enough to know that I'm not going to simply hand you what you want. No. I want to get something out of this deal, and I'm going to guarantee that you'll give it to me. Oh, how am I going to do that? Well, I know you by now, and I know you're a desperate bitch that is more than willing to do whatever I say. Oh, look at that. Oh, you're getting so flustered. Oh, and now look, you're trying to make eye contact to hide it. Well, prepare to shit yourself, because no more eye contact from this point forward. No, if you make eye contact, I will punish you. I have whips, and I'm not afraid to use them. Now, I want you to strip, yes, including your underwear, and I want you to go to the corner, and I want you to stay there. Oh, look at you go, doing exactly what I say. Oh, and there go your underwear. Oh, poor baby. Oh, no, I did not give you permission to face out. You are to stare at the wall. Yes, keep turning. Stop right there. Now, I do believe that somewhere around here, I had a nice, big, fat Sharpie marker. The permanent kind that doesn't wash off after the first shower. I know exactly what I'm gonna do with this. All right. Just this once, you can turn around and face me. There you go. Now, let's see. What am I gonna do with you? Well, wouldn't be a lie if I were to write desperate whore on your chest. And you are mistress's little slut, so I'm going to write a nice big whore. And then I'm going to write a nice big slut right above your dick. I'm just marking what belongs to me. All right, so turn back around, all the way. Oh, good boy. Now, I'm just gonna feel you up. It's amazing what kind of ass you have. I find most guys tend to leave flat. Oh, look at that. You almost have a pair of hips right there. Almost like a little bitch. I just got the best idea. You seem to have feminine qualities. Why don't we make that a little more prominent? You see, I recently came upon a horrendous gift from my friend. It is the most hideous yellow dress I would ever throw away. And I almost did. But I might get some amusement out of it. And I think it's just your size. After all, we wouldn't want anyone else to see that you're my little whore, now would we? Now, put it on. I said, put the dress on. Oh, look at you go. You're doing exactly as I told you, even though you really don't want to wear that ugly, scrappy piece of shit. Oh. I guess you're not the worst. If anything, being overeager can be just the thing at times. Now, I want you to get on your knees and kiss my feet. Oh, you're really excited to do that now. Well, you're very attractive down there with your face cocked up to me, waiting for further instruction. I know that you want to please me, and I know how you want to do it. But I don't think you deserve that quite yet, do you? I don't think you do. So, here's how this is going to go. You're going to reach under that hideous scrap of cloth, and you're going to masturbate. I know you want to do that, but there was something else you wanted to do so much worse, and I can't let you do that. Ah, oh, that's right. Fondle your balls, baby. Aww. Up and down your shaft. Don't wimp out on me. Oh, I forgot. You're already a stupid little bitch. A wimp if I ever met one. Oh, there you go. Come on. Tease your tip. I know you want to, and I'm giving you permission. There's a good boy. Oh, look at you, moaning and whimpering. You desperately want to come by now, don't you? It's a good thing I didn't let you fuck me, because you have the stamina of a mouse. That's exactly what you are. A little insignificant mouse. Feminine when you shouldn't be. With those tiny little hands trying to take in your length and you just can't. I would help, but it's so much more amusing to watch you try. Oh, you can do a little better than that. I know you can. Come on, I want to hear you. I want to see the struggle in your face as you try not to come. You wouldn't do that, would you? Not when Mistress told you to wait. You wouldn't want to defy her, now would you? Aw, look at that little scrunched in your nose. Oh, you really can't hold it, can you? All right. I'm going to count down from 10. And when I reach 1, you have my permission to come. But before then, you need to hold it. All right? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, I'm not counting down just yet. One.
Oh,
look at that. You made such a mess. Oh, guess what? I am not going to clean it. You can clean the floor yourself. And then, when you're done with that, I don't happen to have a footstool. And it's been a very long day, and I could use something to prop my feet up on. And I think you might be just the object for that. Now, aren't you?